Good afternoon. This is Mark J. Ward, and come to you on this wonderful radio program, Pleasing God, the program that gives you Bible answers to Bible topics and questions that are pertinent to our soul salvation. We want to encourage you to become a regular listener. You can have an active part in the program and listen for others' questions that come in or write your own. Go to the teaching website, markjward.com. Scroll down to the questions area and give me some comments or please write a question down. Listen to the program and we'll answer yours and mention that Bob from Brunswick or Susie from Brunswick or Jim from Alabama might have a question. If you haven't heard the previous episodes of this particular program, you can also go to markjward.com, look for the picture of the antique radio, and just click on that radio and wait, and you'll see a list from episode 1 to the current listening of this particular program and forward, Lord willing, of the titles, and click on that and listen to it at your leisure, taking Bible in hand and following along like the Bereans of old did, for they were said in Acts 10, verse 11, to be more noble than those that were in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, or eagerness, some translations say, and they searched the scriptures daily, which is something we can be doing together. If you tune in Monday through Friday at noon for 15 minutes, I invite you and your friends to take Bible in hand and let's study the Word of God together. In verse 17, we find out that these people of Berea were more noble than those at Thessalonica because they searched the Scriptures daily to see what things were being taught, whether they be so or not. That's Acts 17 and verses 10 and 11. We'd like to always mention the reference to pleasing God and one of the verses in the Bible from whence we came up with the idea. And in the book of Hebrews, the 13th chapter, if you turn and read there at your leisure, verses 20 and 21. We want to be well-pleasing in the sight of God. And God has given us His rule book, His guidebook. It's a map. It's a map to a treasure. If you've ever thought about having a treasure map to get to gold or silver or precious stones, well, we have something that is worth far more than that, because our soul is the most precious possession that we have. The Bible says, what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? So, friend, it's important enough that we should make time. We should take time in order to learn the will of God, accept God as our Lord, as our ruler, as our master, as our king, as God for what He is indeed, the Almighty One, that we submit humbly and lovingly in view of righteousness and in view of the judgment to come and eternity in either heaven or hell. Let's make a church. What would you think if I came to your house and I said, hey, I have an idea. Let's make a church. Well, a lot of people aren't having to do that. They just go shopping for a church. We have an article at the website at markjward.com that outlines the basic teaching points that we'll be going over in this lesson today, Lord willing. Is it the case that we can just shop for a church that pleases us? One that feels comfortable, maybe like that good old pair of shoes that we've learned to love because they feel so good and they please us and it's very comfortable and they don't hurt at any time. And yes, there are people that are peanut butter religionists. They go from church to church wanting teaching that will please them, not allowing God's Word to be the standard, rightly divided, But even with regard to things like marriage and divorce and remarriage, they will search for a preacher or a congregation that will support them in the lifestyle or the marriage that they want to have. And without consulting the Word of God, finding a religious group that will accept them in their state with no repentance, no mention of sin, then they're happy. Then they contribute. Then they are participatory. And they feel so good, and they're so happy that they go and associate and affiliate and join and work with and labor, sometimes in many wonderful, admirable causes for the good of the community or whatever the case may be, without regard to what the Bible says about what the local church can or cannot do, or how the funds of the local church's treasury can or can't be spent according to God's will. No, this is a matter of purely going to the grocery store and getting a shopping cart and going up and down the peanut butter aisle and looking at all the different name brands and looking at those that say creamy and those that say chunky and those that might have jelly even mixed in. This is how some people go about finding a church. Do we want to let's make a church or play with it like going shopping for peanut butter? I don't think so. In Matthew 16 and verse 18 and a few verses before, Jesus was with his disciples, his apostles, and he asked a very important, interesting question. Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Some said, well, some say you're John the Baptist, and some say you're Elijah or one of the prophets or Jeremiah. Jesus said, but who do you say that I am? And Peter spoke up. We know Peter. He was like always wanting to be first in line, wasn't he? Very enthusiastic, very zealous, sometimes to a fault, to maybe jump out too quick and not think before acting. But he had a good heart. But he was even told on one occasion, get behind thee, Satan. Jesus was straight in loving Peter and delivering the message of God and God's will. And Peter was willing to accept and submit. Oh, Peter was human. He made mistakes like you and I. But on that occasion, Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. There were no cries of blasphemy from that crowd of the apostles. Oh, my Father who's in heaven, you make yourself out to be the Son of God or deity. What blasphemy, some would say, who were anti-Christ in Christ's day. Oh, but not Peter. And the Lord went on to say, I will build my church. Not Peter's church, not Andrew's church, not James or John or Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, certainly not Judas Iscariot's church, but his church, Christ's church, the church of Christ. Romans 16:16 uses that terminology with regard to the local congregations that were established after Acts 2 Pentecost. Oh, they were also called the Church of God, not the denominational term, but that which is proper and right in Christianity because it's terms that are used in the Bible. Oh, there were divisions in New Testament times, even so much so that they were within the local congregation at Corinth as we read 1 Corinthians. But they were to teach the same thing. They were to practice the same thing. They were to be perfectly joined together as a body where when the head said to the hand, move, when the head said to the feet, go here or go there, when the head would say to the mouth, praise me in song, sing spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. When the head would say, of the body would say to the mind, think back to the cross when you partake of the Lord's Supper, the first day of the week, in remembrance of me, this do, in remembrance of me, for as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, you do show the Lord's death until he come again. To pray and to pray to the Father and to ask for certain things and pray for the civil rulers in the government, to pray that the gospel might have free course, to pray for the forgiveness of sins, for Christian Israeli to repent and confess that they have sinned and pray God, 1 John 1:6-9, that they might have their sins removed. At the church of God in Corinth, at the time of the writing of 1 Corinthians, there was a problem with preacheritis. Happens today too. It causes division within a local congregation. And there are other things that cause divisions. Now, 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, points out that sometimes divisions or factions happen. And one of the reasons is so those that are approved, those that are in fellowship with God, those that are willing to accept God's word and be members of God's church and be willing to, as an individual in a local congregation, accept and submit to the will of God and not add to or take away from the work or the worship or how the treasury might be spent, as far as how the funds raised on the first day of the week should be spent in accordance with the will of God to please Him. So back to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, and reading from the New American Standard Version, we find the question in verse 10. Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree. What? And that there be no divisions among you? Wait a minute, Paul. But that you be made complete in the same mind and in the same judgment? You mean I can't just go out and start a church and do it our way and make our bylaws and decide what we think God would like? You mean we're supposed to be united? Begs the question, how are we going to do that? Well, first we've got to agree to accept God's word and be willing to submit to it, and to learn what it really means, and be patient with one another, and study together so that we might come to be of the same mind and the same judgment. Oh, this is a tall order, but Jesus has died for our sins. That was a tall order for him. And he didn't shirk the cross, he went. He suffered for you, and he suffered for me. We'll pick back up, Lord willing, tomorrow to talk about, let's make a church, or, whoa, maybe we better not make a church. Maybe we should just find the Lord's church. How would you like to be a member of a church of Christ that was patterned after the local congregations that were acceptable in the sight of God? Not a man-made denomination. Not something where you pick and choose what you want the religion to be. More tomorrow on this vital subject, but please remember the teaching website at markjward.com and send a question in. We'll be happy to work with it on the air for the benefit of all. Thank you for listening today and have a pleasant good day.